Hey guys, and welcome to the Focus Podcast, where we talk about things you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, this is Loa, or NoahDog54.
And I'm Ethan, I'm listening to FlabZXT Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
And I am your handsome, hilarious host, John, or Gene Stevens. How you guys doing?
Doing well. You know, it's had 10 minutes after we recorded the last one, so, you know.
Yeah. Any big changes since then?
I mean, I've had some water, and that's really about it.
I had some cookie dough. You know, that's really all that dough.
Nice.
It was actually Twix cookie dough. I didn't even know this existed. It's kind of like a feeder snack almost. It's Twix cookie dough. I assume it's like they crush up the. I don't know how that works, but it's cookie dough, but it's a Twix flavored, so
right.
Really good. Full of sugar, so make sure you have your diabetes calculator next to you. That's about it. I mean, that's how it's really different, really.
I love how I'm like, I'm drinking water, and you're like, oh, I'm just eating that, and I'm sick of diabetes.
Not what I said, but alright. You're bad at listening.
Pretty sure this is exactly what you use. Like.
Jonah, anything happened with you in the last 10 minutes?
No. I took a couple sips of my water, I guess, but I didn't. It's not really too much different.
I can't believe you didn't go slay a dragon, marry a princess, and, like, do all this other stuff in the last 10 minutes. I mean, like, unbelievable.
Yeah,
like,
basically wasting my time at this point, you know.
You're basically wasting your time on this damn podcast. I mean, come on, I could be marrying a princess. Come on.
Right, I could be the wrong person. I slayed a village, I stole both of
them. Yeah, slayed a village. I didn't slay a dragon. I killed people.
Wow. FBI, head over to this guy's house.
The FBI's like, oh my god, these stupid kids again. I'm not going over there. They were talking about playing hockey in a golf game. I'm done with this crap.
Yeah, the 911 started picking up, so I'm going straight to the FBI.
Yeah, basically. But yeah, it's, like I said, these are pre-recorded for you guys, so these are all being done relatively the same time frame. Not all of them, my goodness, we'd all die, but like in seconds. Yeah. But the last one we just did was 10 minutes ago, so we don't have much to say for small talk.
Yeah, but do you have a headline that you saved for this exact reason?
The headlines for the session we're doing, because we're doing 3 episodes, they're not fun. And this one's also all over the place, kind of like the last one was. An entire bridge collapsed with people on it, mind you. So essentially, it was a cargo boat was passing under the Baltimore Bridge, and it lost power twice, and it essentially collided with one of the support beams of the bridge, and it just, one support beam lost, and it just all collapsed. And there's cars, I think there's like, the article I read said 36 are unaccounted for. It's very concerning. I don't even think we have the full story yet, as of like who's alive and who's not. So that's literally my biggest fear: being in a car as a bridge is falling down while I'm on it, and my car goes in the ocean. Like that's one of my biggest fears ever. Because I know there's ways to get out of it safely, but it's still one of my like I'd never want that to happen to me. So I feel really sorry for anyone that has. That happened to them, if your family went on that bridge, like whatever might happen, if you were affected by it, I'm really sorry. It's just a really tragic event, and I don't know what they're going to do now, because that bridge was like it connected very two important parts of parts of Baltimore, so I don't know what they're going to do. I assume build another one, but that's going to take a long time, so it's just really tragic.
It's got to suck for the people who like as well, who live in that area, who use that, like maybe they went on it, but they're like that changes the entire commute to be, like, way worse, probably, because they have to go, like, probably a super long distance just to go past the distance they went before, so that sucks. Yeah. Luckily, it wasn't, like, during rush hour or anything. Like, obviously it sucks, but it could have been way worse if it was during rush hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also, too, there's, with the, of course, the internet, so there's a bunch of conspiracy theories. The conspiracies are interesting, though, because people that have, been a captain on cargo boats so that even if the power does go out you have systems in place that you can still steer the ship while the power's out So people that have actually been in the industry are saying this, and that's a little weird to me that I'm like, wait a minute. If you could have steered away, well, didn't you? You know, like, I assume maybe it was in a panic. Like, they didn't get to it in a panic or something. Or the captain wasn't even on the bow at that point or whatever. Or the captain's hold, whatever it's called. I'm not a ship person. But, you know, like, I'm assuming either they weren't there or they were panicking or something. I don't know what happened, but apparently a lot of people that have driven cargo boats have come out and said, yeah, if you lose power, there's still ways to turn the boat. Right. So yeah, it's really just an unfortunate event. Whether it was an accident or like it was just a faulty power, whatever it was, it's just tragic no matter how you look at it. So like I said, I hope everyone that was affected by this in one way or another is all right. Hopefully, be a closure on if people survived or not. I would like peace of mind knowing that some people got out. I know obviously likelihood of everyone getting out slim, but I also hope, if it wasn't intentional, I hope that everyone on the boat is fine, too. Because the boat got, like, the bridge collapsed onto the boat. Right. So, I assume not many people made it out of that one, either. So, it's just really just a huge tragic event that happened. Mm-hmm. And like John just said, even if you weren't really affected by it, like, personally, if you went on that bridge to go to work or you went on that bridge to see family or whatever, like, it did impact you in a way. So... yeah, it's just sad, man. It's like it's one of those things that happens, but it's just sad to see.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my headline. Yay, world's great, guys. Yay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What sucks is also is like I've seen like a couple memes pop up about it. Like, don't meme about this, dude. Like, I know back when the Titanic happened, I know people were memeing about that in the equivalents of memes back then, but like, come on, guys, be professional.
Well, and people also like memed the what was it called, the Titan sub or whatever from a while ago, that imploded. Like, yeah, people were memeing about that. It's like, that's not, people die. That's not something you really joke about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a tragic event all around.
I guess the segue out of that tragic thing. Do you have a creative showcase? Maybe bring in some lightheartedness to bounce it.
Yeah, I totally do. And because I totally do, I'm going to talk about how I do so that it makes it like so that you understand truly that I have a person at the ready. Yeah. And that I'm not stalling whatsoever. There's no reason to stall. I already have the person in mind. I'm already visualizing them as I'm looking at them, you know what I mean?
Of course, I can't imagine you would not be prepared.
Yeah, no. It's one of those things that I'm like six moves ahead of myself, you know what I mean? Like, my brain's thinking six times ahead. So I'm actually trying to catch up. Like, that's how far ahead I knew of this person. So I'm trying to make sure that my body's is correcting to my mind, because my mind's like 6 feet ahead, 6 feet ahead, right? But yeah, so I do have a person. Their name is the Bearded Baron. They are usually a Faz creator. I believe they do a horror game as well. But what's hilarious is this guy's moniker. First of all, I believe he looks Irish. I don't know if he actually is Irish. He doesn't sound like he has an Irish accent. But people like that come from Ireland, like they lose it just a little bit because they're in America. But what he does is one of his things that he wears is, you know, the kid from Up, the little goggles he has on his head. He wears those. It's like those style of like whatever they are. I don't know exactly they are, but he wears like the kid from Up style thing, and it's really funny. But the reason I'm recommending him is because he's a horror game person. I'm a horror game person. I love seeing that kind of stuff. He's also a Faz creator, so I love any types of Faz creators. He's one of the people that found out that if you ask the ghost how many pickles can you shove up your butt, it will actually answer you. And he does have a slight accent, so I'm thinking it's like a region-specific thing, because like when I did it in English, or like without an accent, it didn't work. So I'm assuming you need some sort of accent to make it work. But yeah, his name is the Bearded Baron. The E in the first part of his thing is with a three, and then Bearded Baron is everything after that. And he's a smaller creator, so I would say definitely go support him. He's really fun. He's also really funny. I watched him like, so John, you know the Hanged Man card, right? In Faz, the thing that instantly murders you.
Yeah.
He got the card. He's like, all right, guys, what's the worst that could happen? Immediately pulls a Hanged Man card and dies. He's just really funny. And he's one of those people, I believe he does charity stuff as well. So yeah, he's just an awesome guy as far as I can see. I don't watch him as much as like some of the other Faz creators, but when I see him pop up on my shorts feed, I always make sure I watch him. And yeah, so the bearded baron, that's a baron as in like red baron, so the same word there, and then you know how to spell it. So yeah, go check him out. I knew of him the whole time, by the way. Don't think that I was stalling. That wasn't.
Yeah, no. Why would you be stalling? You know, why, that doesn't make sense.
Totally.
Yeah, no. No, you sound a little suspicious, man. You sound like...
Oh,
you
know, I'm not suspicious. I'm not suspicious.
You sound suspicious. John, I don't think he understood that I knew ahead of time what this guy was.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we could probably segue again into our new topic for today. And we're talking about the podcast. And like what it's like podcasting and talking about that sort of stuff.
Wait a minute, John. We're talking about the podcast in a podcast?
Whoa.
I don't believe it. The metaverse is real.
Yeah, we're getting meta with this one. But yeah, makes sense, you know. We started off the second season with the first episode being a not a classic episode, but like, you know, fun sort of style episode, and now we're talking about what it's like, you know. I feel like it's a good second episode.
Yeah.
Well, and also, like, we never really go, we've never really gone in depth as how running a podcast works, you know.
Right.
And what's interesting about this topic is we all have different things to talk on, because I'm the one financially supporting, I'm the one that set it up, John's the one recording it, he's the only one that's recording it, Noah's the one that's now doing the promotional stuff. So, like, we all have different roles, so we can't really speak on each other's things because we don't know much, but we can speak on the things we know. So it's kind of interesting, actually. So we're going to see the different parts, the different roles we have in this podcast, because we all equally contribute, obviously. Well, first of all, we're all here, you know, we all record at the same time, but even beyond that, we all have equal parts in terms of keeping the podcast going. So it's one of those things that's very important. But John, you are the host, so you want to tell them what you do in case people don't know?
So yeah, like Ethan said, I record the podcasts. I also send over the footage to Ethan so he can like edit it and get it out. And I make sure the audio is good. Sometimes I do a very basic job of making sure it's good by looking at like the audio mixer and being like, that looks good. But like as a content creator, I've been doing this for a while, so I'm like, okay, I know roughly what is gonna look good when it comes to the sound by just looking at the audio mixer. But sometimes it's like, but it looks like it's fine and it's not. It's like, why would you do this to me?
Yeah. At the very beginning of the podcast, when we were kind of still figuring out what we're doing, there was a couple echo issues, but then once we started checking beforehand, we were like, oh, okay, now we're good.
Right.
So
and that's also been improved by I've gotten slightly better equipment with my mic and my headphones, so that definitely helped a lot.
Yeah. But who do you want to talk next?
You know, we can move it on over to Noah. What do you got to say for yourself?
You're interrogating. What do you got to say for yourself?
Well, so what I do is I run the socials. Like, I run the official Instagram page, which is the Provokers Official. Mm-hmm. You go give that a follow over there. And basically, every Friday, I wait for Ethan to post the episode. Once the episode is posted, I go, I crop it in the Instagram format, and then I just give it a description that looks good, send it over to Ethan, they get it approved. Once it's approved, I go and I post it.
I just want to clarify too that the podcast auto goes up. I don't authorize it. I mean, I do, but I set the time for it to go up, so it all goes up at the same time every day. Because if I was doing it manually every time, they'd go up late half the time. Like, just straight up, they'd go up late. So yeah, he waits for the podcast to go up, and then he does all that.
Nice.
But you also missed a piece, sort of. You said this in the finale, but in case someone didn't watch the finale, like a loser, what are you doing? You didn't watch you didn't listen to the finale? You know what? Your chocolates, your cookies are mine now. You don't get to have them. You're grounded, all right? Go back to your room, listen to the season finale, and then come back when you're done. But anyway, so yeah, Noah also was the one that came to us with the idea of the podcast itself. Want to tell them a little bit behind the scenes about that one? Like, why you decided to come to us with that idea, how you got the idea in the first place, that kind of stuff.
So I feel it's like almost 2 years ago, I came to Ethan and John with the idea of starting a podcast. And I got the idea for a couple of reasons. One, I was listening to Distractable at the time, and I realized that that podcast was basically three people who have been friends for a really long time doing a podcast. And then I thought about it, and I was like, wait a minute, I've got two more friends that I've been really good friends with for a really long time. I'm going to propose the idea of let's do a podcast. So one way or another, I proposed the idea. They both said yes, and well, as they say, the rest is history.
The rest is history. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Very interesting. I think we all were listening to Distractable at that point too, because I had listened to like the Funny Joke in the World one, which made me laugh. I was on the bus to school when I was listening to that, and I literally was laughing so hard that my friend that was next to me on the they were not next to me in the same seat, but they were next to me on the opposite side. They're like, "You all right, bud?" And I was, because he saw me, he thought I was crying because I was technically, but I was crying of laughter. And I'm like, sorry, I'm just like, this is the funniest shit I've heard in a while. And I give him the headphones, and he also starts laughing. It's like, it's so funny. The one Mark got, like, at that point in time when Mark got the funniest one. But yeah, so it's just, that was really, so yeah, we all kind of listened to it. So I think even in the podcast website, we mentioned, hey, we've got the idea of this podcast, or like parts of the idea from the podcast came from Distractable. So like, just to make sure we credit them, because they deserve to be credited, because we got, like, even to my sort of, game show style stuff. Some of them, like, because they do some fun games over there. I don't copy their games, but sometimes they do fun games over there as well. Like Bob's Words was one. They did one where Mark and Wade were trying to screw over Bob by playing a game, whatever it was. But they do sort of games over there. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I wonder if I should do games. And then after I got off the idea of games, I was like, oh, game shows, you know, because I'm like, I love game shows like Family Feud, Jeopardy, that kind of stuff. So yeah, they deserve a lot of credit for the creation of this. They not all the credit, because obviously we did a lot of work, but I'm just saying the inspiration definitely goes to them for the most part.
Oh yeah.
But you said how you got the idea, but do you want to tell them why you came to us specifically? But obviously you said that we were friends for a long time, but how did you know that we were going to say yes, or like did you not know that, or like whatever, what was your thought process?
Well, the main thing was for me was, I was like, okay, I've got two friends I've had for a really long time. They're good buddies, and they both have YouTube channels, so figuring out how to run a podcast shouldn't be that hard. The main thing that made me nervous was I knew there was a chance the both of you could say no, and this would have gone nowhere. Mm-hmm. So when I asked the both of you, and you both said yes, it was actually quite the shock, because I was like, I thought I was gonna have to talk you guys into this. Like, shit, okay.
That's a gun to our head. You're gonna do this podcast whether you like it or not.
Nah. But yeah, that was one of the unknowns at the time of when I was asking you guys, and I was just nervous that one of you was gonna say no, and I was gonna be like, well, fuck. I guess it's Axel.
Yeah, Axel, like, when we talked to him, I believe it was on a John, I actually remember specifically what was happening. It was John's stream, and they were doing Power Wash Power Hour, or, well, that's what mine's called. Power Wash Combos is what John calls it. They were doing one of those. It was the Ferris wheel map specifically. I remember all this because I was out in the stream. Yeah. And I believe we got on the topic of the podcast, however it started. And then Axel sort of hinted, he didn't outright say it because he probably didn't want to be rude, but he just kind of hinted at the fact that he was bummed he wasn't on it. And so I came to him with the idea of like, hey, how about me and you start one? Because you can manage two podcasts from the same RSS thing. And initially it was cool, the idea, until he started going to school again. And then he was like, yeah, timing-wise, it's not going to work. So we abandoned the idea. But yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, when Noah came to the idea, I was sort of doing an unofficial podcast already, because I was doing the ARG podcast over my YouTube channel, which is strictly for members. So obviously normal people won't see it unless they become a member of the channel, then you'll see it. So yeah, I was doing sort of an unofficial one already, and I'm like, yeah, you know, that sounds fun. Why not? And because I knew I wanted to center it around Distractable based on the whole idea of like winner loser, you get to do random topics every week, like that kind of stuff. I didn't want it to be just like, let's just talk about gaming the entire time, because my goodness, I'd be bored of it. So yeah, you know, it's one of those things that I was definitely a yes. I think John also said yes almost immediately, but I'm assuming that's because he wasn't doing too much at the time.
At the time, yeah, I was like kind of sitting around. I was streaming. I was at that point in time, I don't know if I had dropped out of college just yet, but I was like, it was definitely not that interested in what I was learning. So it was less a priority for me even then. I was like, you know what? Like, I got plenty of time during the weekends as well, and that's when we recorded them. So I'm like, this, like, even if I'm trying to make both a priority, I have plenty of time in the week to do that. So
yeah, and the another behind the scenes thing, because that's what the topic's about, is the reason we landed on Sunday, because we said this in season one a lot, but we recorded these on Sundays. Is the reason we landed on Sundays is because for me and John, the week was usually busy. We were usually recording together. We were usually, even if we weren't recording together, we would be doing a recording separately. Like, I'd be recording in the afternoon, he would stream in the evening, that kind of stuff. So, like, it wouldn't work. And then Saturdays for me are ridiculously hectic, so that wasn't going to happen. And so at this point, I'm like, well, Sunday makes a lot of sense. You know, it's the end of the week, or if you're insane, it's the start of a week. And it's chill. Usually, Sundays are always a break day. If we were to all get jobs, usually we would have Sundays off. So I'm like, you know what, for the long run, Sunday's probably a good bet. I don't know how we landed on 2 o'clock. I think we all just kind of were like, yeah, no, that sounds right. We're now doing one, because for me, I can actually make it to one. Before, when we were at our old location, I could not make it to one. In fact, I barely made it to two half the time. So yeah, it's one of those things I couldn't make it then. But now that I'm in a position to make it to one, I think one works a lot better, because especially for pre-recording, I don't want to go into dinner time. I don't want to intrude these guys' dinner time. I don't want it to intrude my dinner time, like that kind of stuff. So. I think one's a better fit now, but yeah, we started doing 2 o'clock.
I do believe that when we were trying to decide what time, it was like kind of shifted for like what I don't think we ever went as late as like 4, but I remember there was a couple episodes where we started at 3 because no one could make it for 2.
Those are what I call the dark ages of the podcast. Because those dark ages were also where Noah wasn't in every episode. There was a couple episodes where he missed. And, you know, at the time he had good reasons, but like as for the long run, sponsors hate when you're inconsistent, which I guess I sort of understand. And so like because I wasn't really in the sponsor game at that point, but they looked back on those episodes, because they looked at the beginning to how you see how it started. And they're like, so we noticed that you're one person, I don't know how they described Noah, but they didn't say friend, because they didn't know we were friends. It was like, yeah, the one co-host or whatever they said. And we noticed that he's not in every episode. Is there a reason for that? And I'm like, oh, he's in every episode now. Just before he wasn't in every episode. And we're like, well, is that going to happen again? And I'm like, I don't know. So it was kind of one of those things. I'm like, you know, I can't really answer your question because I don't know if it's going to happen again. Luckily, it's not happened since, but it's one of those things that at the time, that's what I call the dark ages, where we had audio issues, we had Noah wasn't here every time, with the time schedules were all whack. So that's what I call the dark ages of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
I follow the Roman Empire, so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
And I think, Noah came with the idea. I believe it was me who came up with the name. Like, there's so many names we were looking at. There's like 20 names that we were like, oh, this could be it. And like, we narrowed it down to maybe like 5.
Yeah. Do we want to tell them the story of how we came up with that?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting reason for why we have the name.
So John can take full credit for the name, because he did come up with the name. He came up with the Provokers. He said the Provokers, and he either said the Provoked or the Provokers. I forgot which one, but either way, it was along those lines. I looked up the Provokers. No one had it. So I'm like, oh, that's a solid one. And then, as soon as I looked up that it was not taken, immediately I know who to put the credit on for this one. Immediately in my mind, I'm like, wait, like I got the idea for the catchphrase, like where we talk about things that you probably should do. That was the catchphrase that I got as soon as I found out that the Provokers was available, and I'm like, we got to do it. Like, I think there was some sort of back and forth. I'm kind of paraphrasing it here, but. When I saw that, I'm like, we already have a catchphrase for this one. It's not taken. It's like provoked. We're provoking conversations. Like, it's such a good moniker. And also people aren't willing to talk a lot these days because it's all conflicting stuff, and so we want to act as like the barrier to bring that old style back. It's like everything worked with that one, and that's when we all voted on that one. We're like, yes, we want to do that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, John thought of the name immediately. I thought of the catchphrase, and we all voted for that to be what we called the podcast.
We also that night chose, or I think it might have been a different night, but we chose like the background that we were going to use for the podcast.
That was definitely a different night. That was not the same night. Because the night that we did the name, we were in a call for a solid 3 hours, man. That was at least 3 hours. Because I specifically remember it was a battle of like, oh, that one's taken sort of, or like, ooh, I don't know if that's going to fit right. Like, it was always like, it was definitely meticulously picked. And when John came up with the idea of the provocators, it was definitely later into the session. And when I found out that, like I said, when I found out it was not taken, I'm like, wait, provoked? We provoked a conversation where you wanted, whatever. I came up with the whole like if you had to quote us, or if we had like a catchphrase, that would be it. Like where we talk about things that you should do or whatever. Like that's in the description of the podcast. That's in every outro. Like it's just everywhere because that's our catchphrase basically. And as soon as I thought of that, I'm like, oh, we got to do this one. This is the only one we have a catchphrase for. John came up with an excellent idea that isn't taken yet. We should just full send and go with it. And like I said, there was some back and forth. I think we chose between three. There was provokers and then there's two other ones. I couldn't tell you what the other ones were. I probably could scroll up for 10 years and find it, but I'm not going to do that. But yeah, I don't exactly remember what they are. But all I know is that we landed on provokers and I'm so glad we did because first of all, it's not taken. Second of all, we have an amazing catchphrase. And third of all, our mission speaks out louder because we have the name makes a lot of sense. So yeah, John does get full credit for thinking of the name because I don't know where he got it from. I think he did say he had some inspiration at the beginning, but that was like 2 years ago. And I don't remember because that was also on call. So I'm not going to be able to scroll up and find where he said that because it was audible. So
if I recall correctly, we were looking at like, we had at that point sort of decided what like the structure, what the idea behind the podcast. We knew we wanted it to be talking about things that we enjoyed and things that we felt like should have more conversation about. And I think I was literally looking up synonyms for provoke, or like I had a word that provoke is a synonym for, and I'm like, I was looking at different words, trying to find one that was catchy enough to be a name and accurate. I'm like, this is great.
Right. Yeah, I'm just glad that it worked out the way that it did. And like I said, I don't know how I came up with the catchphrase so quickly. I mean, I sort of have an idea, but it's just crazy how it worked, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, that was a long night when we came up with a name for this.
Right.
Yeah, it was, like I said, 3 hours minimum. I don't know. I didn't calculate the time, but I'm pretty sure it was pretty crazy.
It went late, yeah.
So should I talk about what I do on the side for the podcast? Because we talked about so I'm what's called the sugar daddy because I'm the one paying for this podcast. Don't clip that and take it out of context. But yeah, to run a podcast, it's there is some financial things behind it, and I am the one that is doing that. It's a monthly subscription and it's RSS. I'm going to try and not reveal too much because a lot of that's stuff you got to go through RSS for. It's through RSS, and RSS is great because it allows the podcast to be distributed to literally anything that uses RSS links, which is pretty much everything on the internet. So you can put your podcast on your website, you can put your podcast on Spotify, on any music related platform, any podcast platform, whatever. It's basically like this gateway to all this other stuff. So when I found that out, I also found out that Distractible originally used RSS. I don't know what they use now because they said originally as if they don't use it anymore. But when I found out that they originally used them, I'm like, okay, it's Distractible certified, so let me go do that. So that's why that's a thing. That's why you can also find it on many things. I know we at the start of season one, we were only on a couple things. Then I did the podcast 2.0 initiative, then we're on a good amount of things. Then I did the 3.0 initiative, where I just, like, doubled what we were on. So now we're basically on, like, literally everything you could ever imagine. And I'm responsible for making sure that the podcast is distributed correctly. I'm making sure that the podcast episodes are distributed correctly. I make sure that the titles and thumbnails, or not the thumbnails, sorry, the titles and descriptions match everything. Like, I do all that. And Noah's the one that's supposed to spell check it, although I noticed he hasn't done that recently because I made a mistake on purpose and he didn't catch it. So hashtag blame Noah for that one. So I write those. I write the names of the podcasts, obviously. The episodes, I don't know what I said. The podcast. We have many podcasts, guys. The Lore Buffs, man. You guys are in for a treat. So I do that. I'll get into editing later because that's more of like the bigger pieces that I do. Mm-hmm. I'm also the one that designed the banner that you're looking at right now, usually. And the banner went through many different stages, and you can go over the course of the podcast and see, and the trailer actually holds the original design. So if you want to go see a trip back in time, go to the trailer episode. It's just called Welcome to the Brokers, and you'll see the old design. It's good for nostalgic purposes, but it wouldn't have been great for a long-term podcast. It was kind of a thing that was rushed because obviously we're trying to get into the podcast game as quickly as possible because we had the ideas of everything and we just needed to get something out. So it wasn't my best work. And then we upgraded to the one sort of what you're looking at now, except it was a little different. Nose 54 is a little bit lower res. My guy did not have a hat on. John's owl has always been the same. The owl has always been perfect. I haven't needed to change that. And then the podcast 3.0 initiative updated the image so that Noah's 54 is higher def. The gold is shinier. The lightning was more visible. And then my guy added a hatch because the identity of myself on the image itself was just a ghost. So like, oh, well, how does that relate to Ethan? You know what I mean? I guess if you go to my YouTube channel, you know that I'm the Faz guy. I'm the one that plays a lot of horror games. So you can make that connection. But if you're new to the podcast, I'm thinking, they're not gonna know who the hell that represents. They can represent Joe in the back. Who knows that guy? You know what I mean? So I put a game show style top hat on because I'm the game show guy. I'm the one that does game shows. That's kind of my moniker. John's like the I just got stabbed in my dream guy. Also the bald guy. Like a lot of different things he's known for. Noah's known for swearing, hating John, and a lot of other things, right? But I was known for game shows, and I figured that needed to be represented in the image itself, and that's how I did it. Mm-hmm. So I was responsible for designing. I think we're gonna be keeping our image for forever now. I think it's perfect the way it is. I don't think we'll ever need to change it. But yeah, it's just really cool. And I'm the one. I took graphic design in school, so obviously I was the one that volunteered for that.
I do remember when we were trying to figure out for the banner. There was someone I was talking to, like, "Hey, would you like to do this for us?" And like they were on board at first. And I believe the reason we never got something from them was because their like drawing software just like crashed and they lost everything. So it's like, I'm not gonna push them on this. And then you're like, oh, I got this. And then they just, I don't know. They never reached out to me and be like, hey, I can't do that. So, but they never reached out to me being like, oh, here's the thing. So it's like, I'm like, you know what? Just let it fall. It's been long enough that I don't think they're worried about it.
Yeah, basically. Also, I just did this while John was talking. I did scroll up all the way that I needed to in order to find this. So we were between three, like I said. There's a whole list, but I'm not going over all of them. But the kind of finale voting system was the Provokers, which obviously won. Then we have Paradox Thoughts Podcast, which I guess makes sense, but I'm glad we didn't go with that one. And an Overlapping Beliefs Podcast. I don't know why we had that one on there. That one does not sound that great. I'm just so glad the way it worked out. Like, I'm so glad that the Provokers is what was chosen. We even had our other friends, Logan and Axel, vote, even though they weren't in the podcast themselves. I wanted them to be able to vote as well. And they voted for that and like that kind of thing. So it was really awesome. So, yeah. One of Noah's favorites, apparently, was the High School Humor Podcast. But also, again, doesn't roll off the tongue as much. You know, the Provokers, it's like, oh, I know those guys. It's the Provokers. Like, instead of being like, oh, I know those guys. That's a High School Humor Podcast. It's like, what? What are you talking about?
Did you get that idea from the YouTube channel College Humor? Or was it just coincidence?
I don't even think, that wasn't my submission. That was Noah's submission.
So yeah, that's what I was asking about. That's what I meant. I meant to
direct. Well, you didn't specify. You didn't specify that.
Well, I felt like it was obvious because, like, he's the one who came up with it.
Yeah, I don't think you knew that though. Do you know what one did you did. Besides the performers? What one did you come up with?
Oh man, I don't recall that. I remember coming up with provokers. I remember coming up with something else and being like, this other one's not as good.
Right. Oh, I lied, John. You're the one that came up with it. Ew, boom, get roasted, man. You're the one that came up with it.
Sure.
Freaking got him. Noah came up with the paradox one. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, so we all came up with different ones. I don't know what I came up with. I think I came up with the Equinox podcast. I came up with that one. That one's okay. But I'm still glad we won with the provokers. The Jokesville podcast. Yeah, again, that was. I think I came up with that one as well. They don't just roll. They don't roll off the tongue as much. The provokers like is just the best one there. Wormhole reality podcast, man. This is taking me back in time. I'll tell you what. I remember talking about wormholes. You know, it's like In Space with Markiplier, guys. I don't even know if In Space with Markiplier was even out at that point. I don't think it was. Was it? Wait a minute. Was In Space Markiplier Part 1 out? I feel like I'm old. What's happening to me?
If it wasn't out yet, it was soon to be out.
Yeah, that sounds accurate. But yeah, so either way, that's that. So now you even know the names. But they're just like, I'm so glad the Provokers was
the one. All the other ones are trash. This one's the best.
Yeah, I mean, looking at them now that we're in the position we're in now, I'm like, yeah, the other ones are not great.
There are a couple taken ones that I was like, man, that would have been great, but all the original ones other than this one, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that one. Like the Paradox Thoughts one, I remember even then being like, I really hope that one loses.
Contrasting Shadow, I don't know where we came up with that. I don't even know who came up with that. It's stupid, so I'm feeling like it's Noah or me, but I don't know.
There's a lot of names that we were just, like, throwing out there because, like, we were literally throwing everything at a wall and seeing what stuck. Because there's so many that we thought of.
I know why this one lost. Randomized Innings. If I had heard that name as a podcast, I'd be like, oh, that's a sports podcast, right?
Right.
No. No, we don't talk about sports at all because I don't like sports. I hear it enough as it is. And I don't watch sports. I watch like casual football if I'm in a calm environment that's not with crazy people, like all that jazz. But like other than that, I don't engage with sports at all. So like if I was an average viewer and heard the name Randomized Innings, I'd be like, oh, that's a sports podcast, right? They talk about baseballs and baseball stuff. No, they talk about random crap. They do tier lists of food. They do game shows. You know, all that jazz. I'd be like, what are you talking about?
In fact, one of them hates sports. They're like, what?
Yeah.
How did this get off the ground?
Black Hole Perception. Like, what are... I obviously, like, it's fun to laugh at now, because obviously we're in a place where we can laugh at it. But, like, some of these names are just really stupid. Black Hole Perception, Contrasting Shadow, The Surviving Strophe? What? I don't even know what that even is.
We had some wild thoughts.
The Tenacity Podcast, like, come on, who? That was probably me, and that's I'm laughing at myself now because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The Determination Podcast, same sort of idea. Like, I'm so glad the Provokers won. Like, I would have been, like, obviously, the course of the podcast would have been totally different. Also, Noah swore at least 5 million times in that because he was in the qual, but he couldn't talk for some reason. I forgot exactly what the problem was.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think we even had different ideas for what the podcast was going to be.
Yeah,
it's possible. I remember the when it was brought up, Noah was like, "Hey, I want to do a podcast," and I was like, "Well, what kind of podcast? Like Distractible?" And you're like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I could see it.
Well, I'm looking at it. We were talking about doing like. I'm glad this failed. We were talking about politics or whatever. Noah's like, I hate politics. And I'm like, agreed. So like, we just moved off of that immediately. So we're like, good. Glad that stayed the same. Okay, Noah, this one's Noah's dynamic three-way. What are you trying to say?
Oh yeah. I feel like, I think I was supposed to be like, that is definitely the wrong impression.
John, quote from John. It sounds good, but I think people get the wrong idea of a three-way.
Yeah.
How about dynamic thoughts? John's checking. So dynamic thoughts was one Noah came up with. God's disappointment.
Wow.
That's from Noah, by the way.
That's disappointment.
That's a little rude as a reply to that. We don't want to get close to any religious. Yeah, we're not a religious podcast. We talk about religion on occasion, but mm-hmm. not as a topic. Because there's enough religious podcasts. If you want to listen to a religious podcast, there's a lot of them. Because surprisingly, there's very little podcasts that are like distractable. Like, we're in a very niche market, essentially. Because like a lot of podcasts stick with one topic because it works usually. Mm-hmm. But as someone who likes listening to podcasts, if I was listening to the same topic every time, I'd get bored of it eventually.
Right.
The degenerates. Yeah. Noah, what were you smoking that night? My goodness. The degenerate nation. Oh my god.
That's a great name. Right. You know, fan change. That's in the season two. The degenerate
the podcast
nation.
4.0 initiative, guys. The degenerate nation is now the podcast name.
Yes.
Oh man. That's apparently not taking a reply to that. No sleep podcast. I mean, that's not calling everybody degenerate, so that's a step up from the last one.
Isn't there a subreddit called No Sleep, though? Like, it's about horror stories?
But that wouldn't apply to a podcast setting, John. True. Even if it was. Kill humor. You really were, like, smoking some good stuff that night, man. Holy crap.
Yeah, you're like, let's come up with the wildest names for the podcast. Like... I think I remember even thinking then that like these are not good. Like some of them are kind of funny, but they're not good names.
Yeah. Oh, I came up with randomized endings. That's weird. I did not think that was the case.
I wonder what you were thinking with that one then.
Okay, Noah, you're getting this was sort of a joke in the SMP, but it's starting to come to light now. I'm looking at your past messages. Juicy Thoughts Podcast.
Wow.
As well as the three way. And we know you're into big muscly men, but you got to calm down a little bit. Like, you just, like, you got to calm down.
No.
Because, like,
why do I look so bad now?
You look very, very sus there, man.
Juicy thoughts. I don't believe it.
What do you mean, screw me? You're the one saying the shit.
This is like a year and a half ago. Go fuck yourself.
How about Get F'd Podcast? I'm not actually going to say the word, but it's Get F'd Podcast. Yeah, that's a straight band hammer right there, if I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
Noah came up with normal thoughts. I kind of figured that. The No Bathroom Podcast? What?
Man, no, we are against bathrooms, and we want to say it.
It's just 100 episodes of us hating on bathrooms. Oh my god, that would so
be
funny.
A great podcast.
Being in the Shower, Part 53. Yeah, it's fun to go back on this and like read how far we've come at this point. Fuck off, Clyde. Who are you talking to?
There's no one. I don't even know anyone named Clyde.
Who's Clyde? I don't know. Like, it's one of Noah's random messages in here. I don't know what that means. It's in between two ideas, so I don't know if was an idea. Who's Clyde? It's just 100 episodes of us hating anyone named Clyde. Oh my god.
Yeah.
That is the best. Big Brain Small Pickers podcast. Noah, you.
Really?
Yeah, listen. There's no saving yourself at this point. Like you just gotta listen. If you like big muscly men, there's websites for that. Just calm down a little bit. Like I'm sure if you go to Ryan Reynolds' Instagram, it'll totally reply to you. You just gotta calm down. All right,
bro. There's only one that I came up with that's not suggestive at all.
How to rip off a scammer 101. What?
That's not even remotely close to the topic.
Taking the Piss Podcast. Oh my goodness, Noah. I'm convinced Noah was like high off his mind or something.
The Piss Podcast is not a good name, but it's probably the best of the last few we've heard.
Yeah. But I'm going to stop reading them now because I feel like I'm just going deeper and deeper into a hole. But yeah, either way, long story short, I'm glad the Provokers is what we landed on.
Yeah.
That was probably the best type of That's probably the best thing you could have landed on there. But how much time we got, just out of curiosity?
Around 45 minutes.
All right. So I'm trying to think. Because, John, you do all the recording stuff. So you want to go in-depth about, like, how you handle that and how you... Because I know you said you, like, check it, but you didn't really go in-depth as to
what Yeah, I mean, well, what I do is I get OBS. I hit record.
Well, you have settings on, though. Like, oh, come on now.
Well, yeah, my settings are fairly basic. I think I have, like, a noise cancellation on my mic so you don't get, like... a lot of background noise. You get some here and there. Like, if I'm... My chair is very creaky, and that annoys me so much when it comes to this podcast, because, like, I'm trying to be quiet, and then it's like... because I moved, like, 2 millimeters. And, like, yeah. Why? So, that happens. But, well, yeah, I mean, I'll record it. I listen to the pre-episodes occasionally to be, like... has my settings just exploded to becoming something completely different?
That's great.
And usually the case is no, but every now and then, you know, little explosions happen.
Yep. Little explosions.
And then I'll name them. So, like, usually it is not normally the name that becomes the official, like, title of the episode. Occasionally, I'll look at the episode name, like, hey, that's cool. That's very similar to what I said. But usually, it's just, like, just so it's distinguishable, because otherwise, it's a string of numbers, and, like, it's like, what? Who even can tell the difference? And then, for OBS, just so, like, I have the scene available, so I know which one it is, I just have a black screen that says Provokers.
Yeah. Well, because it's audio, so we don't need a screen.
Right, so, like, the screen doesn't really matter. But, like, that's kind of what goes into it to me.
Well, it's important, too, because the role that John plays, I don't think he truly understands how important it is that he names these. Because when I'm taking them off of... he emails them to me, because he's found a way to do it really simply. That I can get them easily. So once I get them... I use iCloud, so iCloud shows me the names of everything. I have to click on it to download it. It takes me to, like, two other separate things. So if he didn't name anything, it'd be a total guessing game, and I have to download it, open it, listen to it, because there's no video indication, and figure out what it is, then be like, oh crap, I can't do that one yet. So I have to go do it all again until I find the first one I need to do, which is usually the pre-episode. Like the first pre-episode if we pre-record. So, and so his role of naming the things is very important, because otherwise it would take me an extra, like, 10 to 15 minutes just to do that, because downloading those things take time. And it takes about, like, I want to say 10 minutes to download the normal episode length of thing. About 10 seconds. So those aren't bad, but it's like, well, it's one of the things that the normal episodes take about 10, 15 minutes.
That's another thing. For some reason, and, like, I've tried looking into it to make it better, but when I record these, my computer, the files that it saves are huge. Like, for only, like, an hour of recording, it's like a gigabyte, maybe more sometimes. And it's like, why do you need to be that large file? Just, like, don't do that. So that's probably why it takes so long.
I looked at OBS settings because I was changing my own settings recently. And I saw a video, it was in the output section, meaning I'm assuming it refers to both audio and visual, that said, it was a setting, I don't recall what it was called, but it said that if you turn it on, your file size would be larger, and if you went down a peg beneath what the default is, the file size would be smaller, but worse quality. So I'm assuming you're on the best quality, and that's why it's...
this is another setting, and I mess with the settings sometimes, this is another setting that, like, an hour will be like 20 gigabytes. I'm like, why? What is it doing to be that large that you need that good quality that it makes it 20 gigabytes large? It's so stupid.
Yeah, I don't know that. John's the one that has to deal with that. I don't have to do that.
It's very frustrating.
Did you tell them why we landed on you as the one recording it?
Let me think. I think it was because I had the least background noises between the two of us, and no, I didn't even have OBS, so, like, he was ruled out pretty quickly. But yeah, I think I didn't have a whole lot of background noise on my mic. And now it's even less than it was before. I think that was the reason. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, that was the reason. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
So John has an actual professional grade mic. I don't know how expensive it was. Not that it matters, but he has an actual like streamer mic, I would so to say. Whereas I just have a headset. The great thing about headsets is they're better for gaming. They're not better for recording them, unfortunately. Right. But also, there's a lot of things I use money on, like the ARG on my YouTube channel costs a lot of money. Surprisingly, voice actors are very expensive. So like I use money for that. I use money for the YouTube channel itself. Like there's a lot of things I use money for. I use money for this very podcast. So at the end of the day, I would need more influx of money to buy better equipment, which is going to happen at some point. But as of right now, I don't have the availability to do that. So yeah, we landed on John because I've listened to his recordings because we had recorded together for YouTube and stuff before then, and I realized that he doesn't have much background noise at all really, and now it's even less. So the time where it's like that's not very much, let's do that. Now it's even less. The only time you hear something is if like I believe in the episode about pet peeves. They're not pet peeves, like bad habits. I think is he was like tapping his pen because he said that was one of his bad habits. You could hear that. But you could, like if his cat meowed or something, you would and across the room you wouldn't hear it. Like that's how good his mic is. And he also said he has noise canceling on it as well. I don't know if he said that was on OBS or on the mic itself, but
it's a filter on OBS.
Okay, so he has a filter on OBS. I did that once, and the problem with doing that for me is I have co-hosts that are next to me in the room, and it kind of makes them quiet, so I can't have that on.
Right.
Unfortunately, so I'm just like, well, I guess I'll just deal with the white noise then. But like I said, once I get a better mic, it should be gone. But yeah, that's why we landed on John for doing that. Trying to think, Noah, you do the like the outreach stuff, but that's more recent. I'm trying to think what you used to do in the past. I'm not gonna be mean, but I don't think, I'm gonna be mean. I don't think you did a whole lot besides be here. You used to be checking the descriptions. You used to be checking the titles of the descriptions for spelling errors because we wanted to be more professional. More professional means more sponsors, and more sponsors means we get to supply you guys more content. More content means money, like all the different cycle of life, right? But you've stopped that recently. I'm not sure if you just forgotten or if you're lazy or what it is, but I noticed you haven't caught it. You what?
I've mostly forgotten, mainly because it's just been a while since the last time I did.
You're fired! once he gets back on that train, he usually does that. Because, I obviously have, there's spell check on RSS, so obviously I check it. There was like once or twice in the very beginning of the podcast where I wasn't checking as hard as I usually do, and a couple slipped by. And then ever since then, I've been more strict about it, but sometimes I'll put in intentional spelling errors so that Noah can catch it and tell me about it, just to make sure I'm knowing he's doing his job. Obviously, he's not, so that's why I noticed that he's not doing it. But hopefully he starts that again. Yeah, he's been doing that. I do the editing. We mentioned that earlier. I do the editing for the podcast. Yeah. So if Noah's the host, I edit for about 2 hours. If John's the host, it's about 30 minutes or so. If I'm the host, same time, 30 minutes, sometimes even less because I'm a YouTuber, so I talk nonstop. So there's usually less stops. I'm the one responsible for the music. Oh, yeah, I mentioned that. I'm responsible for the music. So the intro theme you heard at the very beginning of this episode, I'm responsible for making that. Well, I helped someone make it. I'm responsible for the game show theme, which is a remix of an existing song, but I had someone remix that song for the podcast specifically. The trailer song, I didn't make it, but I was the one responsible for getting that and getting the rights to it. I have a bonus song I want to use at some point. It's another interesting song. It's not like an outro song. It's not like anything else, but it's I want to sort of have you guys listen to it to see what it was. Because actually, behind the scenes would apply to this because there was a game show song before the one that you currently have now. So I almost kind of want to do it in this episode because if we're already doing behind the scenes, why not? So there was an existing song before the game show song that whenever I do a game show, there's a song that plays while I'm describing the rules. There was a different song than that, but I'm like, oh, it's cool, but like, I don't know if I really like it that much, you know, like that kind of thing. So I ended up going with a different idea. I'm like just remixing an existing like game show style song. Yeah, maybe I'll play that right now. We'll see what editing Ethan has to say about that, because you know editing Ethan, he was always in the dungeon. It was always a joke on the channel. He's always in the editing dungeon, so we'll see what the dungeon master has to say about it. I'll probably end up doing it just because if we're doing behind the scenes action anyway, why not, right? Because you're never gonna really hear it otherwise. But I'm assuming we can come up on time here, right?
Yeah, we can round it up. I guess you guys want to hear the winners and losers?
Yeah, you know, I can probably sleep well tonight knowing I already lost in peace.
Well, the score ended on another low scoring one. honestly, it's because like I'll put in a couple of things here and there, and then I'll be like, hey, I'm listening. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't even do the points. And so I'm a little loose on the point system, but points fall as Noah having a whole 9 points. Almost double digits, so like good job on you.
Almost double digits.
And Ethan getting 15 points.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There you go. Did you take away points, or did you? Was that just
Away points from Noah a little bit. And
what?
Because you literally cussed me out, though. Like, yeah, you directly do. Cuss at me, and then maybe you won't lose points.
Noah just gaslit John and he didn't say anything.
You bald son of a.
Son of what?
Yeah, you can just you could lose more points right now.
Hey, you want to have 0 points?
-5 million.
Jeez.
But Ethan, do you have a winner's speech before Noah gets a chance to dig himself deeper?
yeah, I'll save Noah. Why not? So I'm just gonna kind of reiterate what I said before. Is I'm really glad that it landed how it did. I'm glad that the Provokers is the name we landed on. I'm glad our friends felt the same way. Because like I said, we let Logan and Axel decide as well. Because we wanted them to be included, because they weren't included in the podcast itself, so I wanted them to feel included and that they can help name the podcast.
Right.
I believe Logan even jumped into the call at some point and started helping, because we were just in the general call.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just glad it landed on the Provokers. I'm glad we are where we are today. We don't have many audio issues anymore. We don't have the thumbnail, like the podcast image is perfectly fine the way it is now. No changes really need to be made with it. We have a Patreon for people that want to go that route, that want to actually support. It's on YouTube, on my YouTube channel. So if you want to, it's still an audio format, but it's over there as well. So that we're pretty much everywhere. Like, I'm so glad we are where we are today, because this podcast is really special. And like I said, in the season one finale, the amount of support you guys have given us is insane. Oh, speaking of which, John, I forgot to tell you this on the last episode, actually. I got a comment on the snacks tier list where you had to put me and Noah ranking Cheetos like super high, and you were like, oh, F tier or whatever you said or whatever. Uh-huh. Someone made a comment that said John only doesn't like Cheetos because he found out they were scientifically chicken. That's the best comment ever.
That's great. I was
like, you know what? Damn it, you're right. So I totally forgot. I totally slipped my mind, but now that I'm reminding myself of that, you guys leave comments and stuff, it came back to me. But it was one of the funniest comments I've ever received from the podcast. It's like, yeah, John only doesn't like chicken because he found, or Cheetos because he found out they're scientifically chicken. So I was like, I liked that and said, you know what, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
So shout out to you. You know who you are if you said that. But
that's an amazing comment, because it's like, it's funny. And also it shows like, oh, they've been around. At least they've seen some of the other episodes too, because like that's a long ago episode as well. No.
Yeah, that was Food Wars, I believe, where we were talking about like, is a Kit Kat lasagna, is a nacho salad. Yeah. I actually listened to that episode in the wake of season 2. I keep saying season 2, the season 1 finale, because obviously I was listening to episodes to get the questions for like the game show part I did. And that was one of the ones I listened to. I didn't pull anything from that, but it was one of the ones I listened to, and I'm like, damn, that was a really good episode.
So some of the conclusions to those episodes pissed me off, and I'm not going to say that Cheetos being chicken wasn't one of them.
But John, can you confirm or deny that is the reason you hate Cheetos? They're scientifically chicken.
It's not.
It is great. Okay, just want to make sure. But yeah, so that's my winner speech. I'm just really glad that it ended where we are. And I'm glad you guys are listening. We're reaching more people by the day. And yeah, I'm just really glad this podcast turned out the way it did. I think if it turned out any different way, I don't know if it would be as strong or if it would even still be here. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't get a loser speech because you're that much of a loser.
Wow!
And we're going to just move on into the outro. So thank you guys so much for listening. We hope we provoked a conversation, made you laugh along the way. And you can find myself over on Twitch at JeebusFeebins or on YouTube at JeebusFeebins. And you can find Ethan on both Twitch and YouTube at 5xzgaming. And NoahDog54 over on Xbox. And I'm gonna try to remember the numbers for his Instagram. It's NoahDog5436.
34.
I was too off. But yeah, you can check them out there. And you know, Ethan mentioned the Patreon that you can check that out. We have plenty of tiers that you can look at, see the different perks and rewards you'll get for those tiers. And those tiers range from $1 to $100, so you can kind of like pick and choose what you want from that. So, and obviously, the higher the tier you buy, the more perks you get. So, no incentive for that. And when you become a member of the Patreon, you get access to an exclusive Patreon-only Discord, where you can hang out with us and, you know, talk to us about whatever stuff you want to talk to us about the podcast.
If you want to debate us on how Cheetos are actually chicken, then feel free. You know, we might disagree, but you can do it.
I will not agree with that statement. So yes.
That is the hill John will die on. Why didn't we think of that for the season finale?
That would have been hilarious. Said,
oh, one of my hills is, well, I don't think Cheetos are chicken. And if you disagree, then you're a non-believer. That would have been a great opportunity, but we didn't do that.
Yes. And there's also, you can find on the Patreon the extended cut episodes. Those are like 30-minute episodes. You can buy them from the store. You don't even have to be a subscriber to the Patreon to get access to those. You just pay like $3 for the earlier ones and then $5 for the later ones. And we have some pretty fun topics over there, so go check that out as well. But only if you want to, obviously, it's never required. And we'll see you guys next time.
Leave a comment or a like if you agree that John is bald.